Mayfair. What a pleasant surprise to run into a former Mayfair schoolteacher in Calgary this past weekend. Doug, Louise, Sylvester from North Battleford were getting breakfast as I was ready to leave the hotel. We weren't the elite crowd who booked in at the Marriott Hotel. Doug is a musician, and was amongst other talents who performed the night before all of the big action-packed days leading up to the Canadian Country Music Awards. Doug said, "I'm so honored and excited to have this opportunity to share a few tunes in lead up to the CCMAs this Sunday, September 11th. He and his wife established the Chickadees Circle in their garage and host musical concerts. Doug is also a biathlon instructor with many students throughout Saskatchewan. My younger sister Janet Gauthier from St. Brio and I traveled to Calgary for 4 days for the CCMA event, mainly for Sunday's performance. We lucked out on Saturday to meet and have some photos taken with country artists. Among those were Brett Kissel, Lindsay L., Tennille Towns and Jade Eagleson. Kissel, now 32 years old, was an up-and-coming star at Rabbit Lake's Jamboree approximately 15 years ago. I remember attending that Jamboree in extremely hot weather. While in Calgary, we had dinner in the revolving restaurant at the top of the Calgary Tower. Another fun activity was visiting the zoo. Not to mention when two girls go to a large city, it's a must to shop, shop and do more shopping. All Saints Catholic Church in Mayfair will be changing Mass times in the near future. We still are fortunate in a small community to have a priest from Hafford who does Mass at 8:30 a.m. Sunday for the dozen or more parishioners. Fall is here as one can feel the cool air and the temperatures have dipped slightly below zero. Some farmers have harvest completed, which is a good feeling. On our farm, so far, the completion sits at about 35%, with many good hired men diligently swathing, combining, grain carting, driving trucks and doing mechanical work, as big machines do encounter breakdowns. The frost hasn't done much damage, yet, and fingers are crossed for good yields.